Greetings and salutations, and welcome back to the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society. Today I'll be talking about the book The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison, published in 1970. The novel opens in the fall of 1941. Claudia McTeer and her older sister Frida live with their parents in an old greenhouse. What they lack in money, they make up for in love. The McTeers decide to take in a boarder named Mr. Henry. At the same time, they also take in young Picola Breedlove, whose father recently hit her mother and tried to burn down the family home. Picola is a quiet, awkward girl who loves Shirley Temple, believing that whiteness is beautiful and that her own blackness is inherently ugly. Picola's home life is difficult. Her father abuses alcohol and her parents fight constantly. Picola gets teased at school by boys and by the new light-skinned girl. Junior, a young black boy from the neighborhood, lures Picola into his house and attacks her with a cat. Later, when he kills the cat, he blames it on Picola, causing his mother to yell at her and kick her out of the house. In the spring of 1942, Mr. Henry gropes Frida and gets kicked out of the McTeers' house. Through flashback, the narrator reveals the histories of Choli and Pauline Breedlove. Picola becomes pregnant with her father's child. She visits Soaphead Church, a quack psychic and healer, and asks him to give her blue eyes. Soaphead tells Picola to give his dog some meat, and if the dog acts strangely, she will get her wish. Picola doesn't realize that Soaphead hates the dog and has given her poison to feed to it. When the dog begins to gag and limp around, Picola believes she will receive her blue eyes. Claudia and Frida learn of Picola's pregnancy through neighborhood gossip. Although everyone else in the town wants the baby to die, Claudia and Frida pray that it survives. They spend their summer in 1942 planting marigold seeds in the hopes of the flowers blossoming, that Picola's baby will survive. Picola's baby dies. Pauline and Picola move to the edge of town, and Picola begins to lose her mind. Picola can be seen looking into a mirror, talking to herself about her blue eyes, and picking through trash. The book has many controversial qualities. For example, the book has very offensive language, is sexually explicit, and can be unsuited to certain age groups, and can be very violent. Many people see The Bluest Eyes as lewd adult books and should be removed in high school libraries. I believe the complaints are valid, but I also believe that The Bluest Eye makes some people uncomfortable. It says plainly what many among us refuse to admit, that our aesthetics are not entirely our own, but are at least in part a function of the racist culture we live in. White skin, straight hair, blue eyes are usually considered more beautiful and therefore more valuable than brown or black skin, curly hair, and dark eyes. Rather than protecting high school students from the bluest eye, educators can use the novel to start discussion about body image, self-esteem, and the power of cultural narrative. One of the most controversial quotes throughout this book was found on page 30. It was said by Pauline. She said, "He would rather die than take his thing out of me, not until he has let go of all he has and give it to me, to me, to me. When he does, I feel a power. I be strong, I be pretty, I be young." Pauline is talking to Picola after she had an argument with her father. She tells her about love and sex and how she associates sex with power. A common theme among The Bluest Eyes and Fahrenheit 451 is self-image. Both Montag and Picola struggle with themselves and how others see them. Montag was able to change for the better, and Picola got the blue eyes she wished for, but at the price of her sight and sanity. Overall, I think this was a really good book, and it had a lot of lessons to learn from. And so until next time, this is Sienna Harvey, over and out.